So letting it be a gentle landing into this moment. Maybe there's even a few moments where before closing the eyes, you sort of look around and take in the space where you are to help locate your body in space. Sometimes there's this scramble to get to the Zoom room that has a very mental quality to it. So sometimes it helps to pause and actually drop into the senses. So that sense of vision and whenever you feel ready to perhaps soften or release the focus from vision, maybe softening the gaze or closing the eyes, and allowing yourself to orient to hearing, taking in the sounds of the space where you are, the sound of my voice, during our practice, there might even be ambient noise in the Zoom room, a way of reminding us that we're practicing with others, that we are a community. Just like if we were in that sweet little group room that some of you know at my office, it's like sometimes somebody outside is mowing the lawn or the trash truck is there. This is part of our practice, the fullness of the context that holds experience, the richness of the moment. You might, as you settle in, be aware of the body. So gathering awareness even closer in from sight and sound into the sense of touch. The weight or pressure of the body where it's met and supported by the chair or the cushion or the floor. Maybe an awareness of warmth or coolness. Parts of the body like hands or neck that might not be covered with clothing and can sense the ambient temperature. And as you settle into a felt sense of the body, an awareness can emerge of the ebb and flow of sensations that are perhaps more transient or subtle. That itch that comes and goes. Or sense of moisture at the eyes or in the mouth. Sometimes the sensation comes and goes, and sometimes it's our awareness that comes and goes. Often the sensations are in the background, and our awareness is drawn to them for a few moments, and then it's drawn somewhere else. So as you're following perhaps the flow of awareness through the body, you might let yourself be aware not just or not primarily of the sensations, but of the experience of being aware of whatever's predominant in the moment. Awareness is always present. And for some of you, staying with this sense of flow, of letting your awareness be with the arising and passing of sensations, might feel like an appropriate focus for awareness and practice today. And if that's the case, just letting your awareness be open and spacious with the body as a whole, noticing what comes into the central focus of this receptive attention. or if it feels more supportive to gather awareness to a particular point of focus, the felt sense of the breath, wherever that's most easefully felt and followed for you. Or maybe the touch point of feet or hands or behind on the chair or cushion. If that's the case, letting the awareness gather and rest. In a particular location of the body as a home base. Part of the development of our practice is this capacity to customize practice for ourselves on any given day. In ways that support presence, clarity of mind, and an openness of heart. And sometimes the settling of our being is supported by a specific focus, like the breath. And sometimes we're supported by more spaciousness. An open field of awareness. So seeing what's most skillful and supportive for you today, and let that guide. Whether you're with an anchor or with the open field of sensation in the body. catch the mind wandering when it's lost in thought, planning or remembering. Simply inviting yourself back into presence without any fuss. Presence with the flow of sensations arising and passing through the body. On a sense of presence with the anchor, or the breath, or a touch point. Beginning anew. And if there's any sense of a quality of well-being, in this experience of presence, bring your awareness to the experience of well-being, however it might be manifesting. Maybe there's a restfulness in the simplicity of a moment of returning to your anchor. Or a sense of ease. In the changeability of what's happening in the body. An ease in letting sensations come and go, not needing to fix them or change them or figure them out, but to just feel them for the moments that they're here. A sense of contentment in the capacity to begin again and again. No pressure to be perfect. There's any flavor of well-being, even a hint of it. Letting your awareness really take that in. Feeling the experience of well-being as it's expressing in this moment. Particularly in the body. As we come into the final minutes of our practice today, and as you're connected with any experience of personal well-being in this moment, you might see if there arises any upwelling of a wish for others to experience well-being. Perhaps a wish as simple as, may all beings know the peace of presence. May all beings live with a sense of well-being. May it be so. So, last week we expanded this exploration of embodied equanimity back out to the other qualities of heart, and we began with joy and decided to stick with joy for a little while. And so today I thought I'd speak about some of the more subtle access points to joy. I think last week we talked a little bit about how joy can feel like a high bar to achieve or experience, especially in difficult times. And if we are drawn to joy, it can be fun to explore it, almost to become detectives of joy. You know, to get really curious, like if you were walking around with a magnifying glass, it's like, where could you find joy? Maybe in the smallest places or in its subtlest expressions. And one of those gateways that I've personally found a source of joy or satisfaction or contentment. I mean, joy is a particular flavor, but in this round of looking at joy, I think it helps to widen the view and the experience of presence is often a gateway into these flavors of what's nourishing to the spirit, what's energizing or enlivening to the spirit. So this is not like the classic teaching of mudita, that Brahma-Vihara, and we worked with that in the first pass of this back before the holidays, you know, where we sense another's joy and you know, may your joy continue and increase, or may your happiness continue and increase. But this access point of presence often opens us to a deep well-being. You know, and maybe some of you touched some of that in our sitting practice, where we connected with the circles of sensory experience and then slowly invited our awareness to settle within the body, tracking sensations or really resting in one particular place with that felt sense of breath or a touch point. And I find in the busy rat race of this life that opportunity to land often puts me in touch with kind of a sweetness. You know, sometimes it brings a smile to my face, or like this sense of a release or an exhale, like just to be still. That there's a wholesomeness, a nourishment in that experience of presence that's actually quite joyful. Not in a, you know, a giddy kind of frenetic way, which is actually not always so nourishing. And this is where that quality of equanimity, I think, comes into play, because we're looking at joy now on the other side of a deep inquiry into equanimity. So equanimity has that stability or groundedness. And when there's that groundedness and stability in presence, there's often an energy, like a very steady, stable energy that sometimes we can touch in ourselves through something as simple as the breath or a touch point in the body. And I find that even if I have one of those sits, which I know some of you have had too, where I'm sitting and the mind is doing its thing, you know, it's narrating the to-do list or thinking about that conversation that didn't go so elegantly, or worrying about like, oh God, did I pay my car insurance bill, or what, you know, whatever it offers up. That capacity to begin again, like the permission for imperfection that's baked into our practice. You know, our practice is not measured, the development or success of our practice is not measured by, have we superglued our attention to the breath and never wandered? Good luck with that. You know, it's the development of our practice is in the commitment to continuity, to begin again and again, and to build this muscle of remembering and return. And there's also a well-being in that. there's a well-being or a satisfaction in, oh, there's a dedication or a devotion to this practice, to just doing my best, getting lost, sometimes wandering far off into the wilderness of the mind, and then coming home. And I find personally that there's a sense of joy, some flavor of joy, in that as well. Just in the steadiness of the intention to practice. You know, in some ways, being is something going on with the sound, Gabriella? You're muted, my dear.
I lost it, but just for a moment. I thought it was gone, but...
Okay, good. Good.
Sorry.
No worries. No worries. I just want to make sure you're included. So, you know, even thinking about your showing up for yourself and for each other here, week after week, as so many of you have for so many months, there can be perhaps a joy in this presence as well. So presence in our practice also has an echo in the wider quality of presence in our lived daily life. Where are the places that and the people that we are committed to? You know, the ways we're committed to showing up in our lives and beginning again. You know, we do it in our relationships. You know, some of us maybe do it in, you know, getting up and feeding our pets every day or walking our dog, you know, or going to work and honoring our commitments. And so there can be well-being and a sense of contentment, maybe not with what we're doing. You know, there may be days you get up and go, oh, who made this schedule? Or I can't believe this is what's before me today. But maybe the contentment is within yourself in your commitment to honor those commitments, the integrity of showing up. So joy can have these many different access points through our practice just as it is. It can be a formal practice, as we looked at, you know, a number of months ago, and then it can be this informal flavoring of experience that permeates everything that we do. So that's what I'm bringing forward today. And we're going to sort of sandwich this flavor here. And then next week, I think we'll do one more week on joy that has some intentional practices again that are other gateways to joy. So I would love to offer you a little time together to explore. And you might just see if there's something in this today that really speaks to you, a way that you feel a sense of well-being or satisfaction in the simplicity of presence or in the permission to wander and return, or in the wholesomeness of your intention and your commitment. And that might be the case in practice, the formal practice, or in the informal practice of life. So we'll take just a little time together in breakout rooms, and then we'll come back for a final brief sharing.